107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's greatest hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome Artistic Director Mark Fuhrer with Stratford Summer Music on the phone lines. Good morning, Mark.
Jamie Caudle!
Da, 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 da. Thanks for that, Mark. It's always a pleasure.
It's great to hear your voice, Jamie. It's been a while.
You too. And who says artistic directors don't have great energy in the morning? There you go. Mark, we've got the 2022 season announced with Stratford Summer Music. This is great news.
Thanks. Well, we're thrilled. We're thrilled to be able to announce that it's happening. We're thrilled to say that we're back in business. It almost feels like regular days. Fingers crossed, of course. Fingers and toes crossed. But we've got a whole slew of events to look forward to, you know, another 45-plus events from July 21st to August 14th to light up town, and lots of fun surprises and some familiar faces. It's kind of the usual blend of what makes SSM great.
And you're saying 45-plus concerts and shows. Is this across 7 venues, too? Is that right?
That's right. We're trying to open up the footprint across the city gently every year, and, of course, you know, that those plans were kiboshed by COVID somewhat, but this year we're going to be using the band shell, which is the first time in a long, long time we've activated that site. We're going back to Factory 163, which we had, of course, been which we couldn't use in the last couple of years. And last year we opened up to new spaces at the Stratford Perth Museum and the Art Gallery. So, I mean, we're continuing to try to litter the city with music. You'll notice this year that we do have a tagline, which is "Where all roads lead to music," and there's a poster that goes with that as well. We're really pretty pleased with in the office, and that it's basically to show that whichever direction you want to go inside the city, you're bound to see us this summer.
It's July 21st through to August 14th, so it kicks off at July 21st. What's the opening day or opening night look like?
So we've got a special night it's a one-off, which means basically you'll only ever hear this performance and see this collection of artists once in your life. So anyone who thinks, oh, I could always see that at another festival, or they'll do that again, no. This will be just a true one-night-only affair where we're bringing together a large list of huge headliners. We've got people like Marcus Nance, Julie Nesralla, and Tom Allen from CBC Radio, Guy Few, Stefan Tetreau with his Stradivarius cello, always a big hit with our audiences. A bunch of surprise guests that will join us. It's basically meant to be a celebration of music through the ages. We're calling it Generations, and it will highlight how music manages to go through one generation to the next, and how it changes, how it morphs, and how it stays the same.
We look forward to it. And something new this year, you're saying that it's kind of there's going to be a festival within a festival, kind of a partnership going on.
That's right. With SpringWorks Puppet Works, we are collaborating on the weekend starting Thursday night, August 4th, through to the end of August 7th. We're calling it World in a Weekend, which is an opportunity for people to be immersed in all kinds of great artistic and musical treasures throughout the town. There will be interactive opportunities for kids. There will be free events throughout the city. I think we have a total of about 60 events that weekend, in fact, between the two organizations that we can look forward to. And it's to celebrate what we already know is one of the great cultural diverse hubs of the world, and that is Canada, to celebrate our diversity and to look forward to what the future has to bring.
And to see live music once again in Stratford, so looking forward to this with Stratford Summer Music. Anything else you want to spotlight? There's so much going on. Anything else you want to spotlight with the upcoming season?
Well, you know, there is a lot, but I am a big fan of our new kids concerts that we started in the last few years since I joined the organization, and they take place at the Art Gallery. We have 3 outstanding kids concerts happening, one with our local favorites, Inner Chamber, playing a concert called Widget, which is also with some puppets. And then we've got a wonderful world music group called Latum at the Stratford Perth, also at the Art Gallery. And then our last one is Chris McCool's Fiddle Fire, which I'm personally kind of really super plussed about, because depending on your generation, If you were a fan or you watched Mr. Dress Up when you were a kid, you would recognize this guy and his team of players. It's something I'm really looking forward to.
Oh, no kidding. So much happening with Stratford Summer Music. For information and, of course, for tickets, stratfordsummermusic.ca, or you can call 519-271-2101. And again, Mark, for you and Kendra and everybody with Stratford Summer Music, the way, I hate to use that word pivot again, but the way Stratford Summer Music has been able to maneuver, pivot through the pandemic, And here we are into the summer of 2022 with more great live shows coming up. Well done.
Thank you so much, Jamie. We do appreciate your time, and always great to hear your voice.
All right. And, of course, we'll chat again because there's so much happening with Stratford Summer Music. We'll chat again. Artistic Director Mark Fuhrer with Stratford Summer Music. Thanks for this, Mark.
Pleasure.